Zegen Shua Savi Murray Yakov and Yisrael Pichas, the Rebbe Shua Savi Murray Yakov and Yisrael Pichas. Okay, Rebbe, we are here to begin to continue on the shiur from yesterday about Kiddush B'Malkum Suda. And we mentioned that the Gaonim say you could have Yayin or Lechem, and you don't have to finish the meal. And the Magen Avraham was the one who said that you could have even Mazonos. So we said that Rav Sternbach was a little bit mefakpek on this, so I wanted to show you Rav Sternbach inside on page 19. Says the Mo'adim Azmanim, Omnam. There's two Omnams. Sorry. The second omnam. Omnam ha'emes shebetur mevi loshan ha'gaonim mekor ha'idina. The shos ha'yayim ha'mokim kiddush v'gomer sudosu v'mokim ha'acher chem mutak v'shulchan orach v'loshan m'chich d'shar rak shegomer sudosu v'mokim ha'acher v'chiddush she'ein tzorech kol ha'suda v'mokim kiddush. In other words, if you look in the Gaonim, so the way the Gaon is saying it, it's not just Gaon say you don't bring bread. You could have, mazonos, you could have yayin. No, the word is, the way they phrase it is that you don't have to finish. Makom Suda means you don't have to have the whole Suda right here. You can have the beginning of the Suda right here. Right? So, Losh Mokhiach, the Shoy Raksha, Gomer Sudosa B'Makom Acher. Vachidish, Shein Tzar Chola Suda B'Makom Kiddush. Rakulu Basa Reisha Gar to have a Mokum Suda. So it was, as long as you have the Kiddush but Mokum Haskolas Hasuda, then that's sufficient. So that's. So that's sufficient. As long as you have it. You have the beginning of the Suda in the Mokum Kiddush, then you could have the rest of the Suda elsewhere. That's how he formulates it. So he says, "Achidush ain't tzarich kol ha'suda Mokum Kiddush. Rakulu basar reisha gor to have a Mokum Suda. Aval hainu davke b'nei shadarkum l'shtos harbe yayin lefnei ha'suda." He says that was the word that they used to have a lot of wine before the Suda. So that was the way the Sudas began. V'zeu esla mascholas ha-Suda, m'mshichim b'ikra ha-Suda, k'mvor perch vav de brachas. V'shar perpusha ha-gonu shimrak ha-yayin b'mokom ha-Suda sagi. V'ein tzarech kol ha-Suda b'mokom kiddush. Rak ha-ikra ha-scholo, v'vad sh'tei dover choshu g'gon yayin. V'mokom sh'ein v'gil l'shtos tomid yayin l'fnei ha-Suda. But what if you're in a mokom that you don't normally have yayin at the tchilas ha-Suda? Right? Whereas we don't normally, you go to a restaurant, you don't start the meal off with cake. You know, maybe you'd like to, but you don't start the meal off with cake. So it's not the hascholos hasuda. See, people who never learned this be'ian always will just think that it's just the din in, that this is good, that's good, but they don't see that the lashon ha is that, you know, it's a din that you don't need the whole suda, tchilas ha-suda. So that used to be the tchilas ha-suda, was the wine, and then after the wine, they have the bread. So even if you had the wine part, or you have the bread part, That's the Tchila Suda. V'mokam shein migil l'nushtos tamid yayin l'fnei Suda sheinu haskolas ikra Sudos v'chein minei metagim me'inichol ochlem ken tamid b'haskolas ikra Suda im ochlem v'mokam echar u'mafsik v'ochol ikra Suda hayom v'mokam acher b'li kiddush shein shlom l'chol v'chai gavno l'mayim ha'gonim u'kuliyam b'lo mahani. You see, he's saying a big chumra, Rav Sternbach. In other words, we always say, okay, if you hold like the gra and this, so you can't have, you know, be in the suit in the kiddush, in the shul. But if you hold like the gonim, that's what we rely on. But he's saying it's not so pashut that the gonim would agree. This is what I was telling you yesterday. Now I'm showing it to you inside. The Maya had a gomus to go to Davka Kimosh Kosov. The dog hater keeps a Kiddush Gadol. He says it's a Kiddush Gadol. So that's what he's saying. That was Kakiyu has called us of Mokov Shame Gil and Nishtos Tommy Diane of Nesuda, Shane has called Sigar Suda, Fabimne Tagim, and Main Ochlimach came with Tommy has called us Hikar Suda, Mokum, Mokum Ech and Mafsik, Ochal, Hikar Suda, Mokumach, and Likir, Shom Hord of Gavalo Maria Gone. So some of you fellas, who said yesterday, what did it say, that maybe Bisman has fakert? What would be? In other words, is there anything that we, that Bisman has that people eat before they wash? In a fancy restaurant or something. Well, in other words, you could say there's an entree, but entree usually, you give the entree after you wash, right? The fruit cup or something like that. In other words, it's usually not served. You could say it's still the Tchilas HaSuda, because Lamaisa, he's saying the Suda is really the Basar of Redogim, right? That's the real Suda. So maybe you could say, maybe this is far to say, Bisman Hazeh, and maybe I think someone said this yesterday, right? That maybe Paris Bisman Hazeh maybe is in more of a svara. That it should be, because like a lot of places, they give you, like someone said, who said yesterday about the soup or something like that? A lot of things that they eat today are the Tchi Hascholos HaSuda, So it could be, the question is, what does he mean? In other words, Golem say you just don't have to finish the meal. You have the haskalah. So it would be something that you have the haskalah. So what could be haskalah b'zman hazeh? Would you say what? A fruit cup? That would change everything, It would change all of, if your whole of Rav Sternbach says, which is very mistaber what he says, because it's very meduyak in the Lashon Ha. In the Lashon HaGaonim. If you want to see, I'll show you that the Gaonim is quoted in the Tor, but it's also here. I have here page 6 and 7. The Otze is a sefer called Otzer HaGaonim, that they collect all the things from the Gaonim. And take a look. Here, first he says, Kosev Rav Sadia Gaon on page 7. towards the middle. Kosev of Sadi going, Tzarech Lechol, Vilel, Shabbos, Sacha, Kiddush, Fil Kazayis, Vilav Lo Yotzi, Dechovasa. So he's saying, and you have to have, well, then he writes here, a second line, Hachi Omar, Mar, Rav Sar Sholom, go, and Hechad the Kaddish, Bevese, Boy, the Mevel Kolotze, Rome, Komum. So then he says, or he writes over here on page 8, Kosev of Sar Shalom, Diyotze Odom Bekiddush Shalom Mokom Suda, Im Ta'am Shum Dover Muat, Kedomer Te'imi Midu, Dafka Lechem Avol Peres Lo. So, but does he use the Lashon Maschil Sudaso that the Torah uses? He says, you have to Tom Shum Dover, Muat. Where he's saying a little bit of bread. He's assuming the Sud is bread. But, okay, that's the...
Sir Rabbi?
Yeah.
With these forests, maybe I can understand more than I'm wrong.
Yeah.
In a Benami, nobody eats cake, stamazoi, but on Shabbos, because if somebody goes to a Kiddush, he doesn't eat the cake to be ate to the Malkum Suda. He's really eating cake because they put down some nice Ramalakum, some layer cake. He's really sitting down to enjoy himself.
Yeah.
And the Taka thing he only does on Shabbos. So this is something that's being done the Kavod Shabbos. It shows the Kavod Shabbos, like Mir Semrach is saying, and it shows that he's doing it.
But is it part of a meal? Is it part? Is it part?
On Shabbos, this is a meal. This is I consider it. At home, I don't see the piece of semolina cake before I.
So some people have a minig, Rabbi Yagi used to, some have a minig that they would, even at home, I've seen this, that they would make Kiddush and they would give out mazonis and then wash. You've seen that, though?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So...
Especially waiting for company, yeah. Sometimes you have 1 o'clock Suda.
Right.
Yeah, company at 1 o'clock is Suda, so they're going to
go. Right. So, okay, but, look, I mean, the minig is to be, you know, is not, well, I mean, Rav Sternbach agrees that, obviously, that's not the minig for what he said.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote this a very long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember when the Sefer came out.
Yeah. Yeah, a long time ago. Well, so now take a look. There is a... Yesterday we saw the Rambam, page 13 here. Page 13. Mitzvah levarach al hayayin b'yom ha-Shabbos. The Rambam. Kolm sheyisod suda d'shniya. V'zeo nikra kiddush ha-rabba. V'rech per v'gofen. V'osho lo lom yitom klum kodim sheyikadish. Because he's talking about the Kiddush in the daytime. And he says you can't eat before Kiddush in the daytime. So you have to have Kiddush Malkum Suda even in the daytime. Right? But now I want to show you the Raivat Shita. Because the Raivat has a different Shita than the Rambam. So let's take a look in the Ravid here on page 13. Because of a Ravid, Mechayim Roshi, in Svara Amra, Lo Sovra Miyav, Svara Pchusa. So this is a big shtach. He says, if the Rambam is saying this misvara, I never heard a worse svara in my life. In other words, the fact that he's saying that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush in the daytime. If he's saying a misvara, he says, I never saw a misvara amra lo sover miyom of svara pachus mizu. Because since the Gemara they call it Kiddusha Rabbah, so he thinks it's a din of Kiddush. So the din of Kiddush, like Friday night, you have Kiddush, you don't eat before Kiddush. But it's not really Kiddush. He uses the word Kiddush, but it's not really Kiddush. Kiddush means you're ushering in the day. The day started last night. So it's not a Kiddush. Rav Shechter once explained that the idea being that what? That even though the Shabbos is Chal Me'elov, but just like a Bechor, when it's Kaddish Me'elov, still there's a mitzvah L'Kachal B'Peh, so that's a Shechter once explained maybe by Kiddush also, that the Shabbos is Kaddish Me'elov, but it's still a mitzvah L'Kachal B'Peh. So the mice. But when it comes to Kiddush in the daytime, there's nothing to do with Kiddush. It's just a phrase. Just like Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva by Pidyon HaBen. He says, Pidyon HaBen has nothing to do with Pidyon. You're not being poyed anything. Pidyon means something was holy, and now you're poyed, you're taking away the Kedusha. Rav Moshe says, nothing to do with Kedusha. It's not like the kid had Kedusha before, now you're poyed the Kedusha. It's just a Lashon Mushal. Why does Rav Moshe say that? He says it in the context of a forceps baby. There's a whole discussion in the Poskim. If the kid is not coming out, so you have to take forceps. You have to take a thing, a metal thing that goes around his head, and you schlep him out. So the Poskim say maybe there's no din of Pidyon HaBen then, because his head is not touching the rechem. Just like when you're... when you have an animal that's coming out and you machasa the animal, his head, with something, karcha besiv, then there's no kedushas b'chor, because there's a chatzitza between the head and the rechem. So some wanted to say, so the same thing over here, by a kid, by a baby, a human, that if there's a chatzitza, maybe there's no pidyon haben. So Moshe said, no din chatzitza by pidyon haben, by a person. Because chatzitza is only a din when the bechor comes out, his of an animal, the head touches the rechem, but if something is obstructing, so then it's a chatzitza, so there's no kedusha. But by person, it's just you need the leida, you don't need any, if there's no din chatzitza. So that's where Moshe disagrees with the shittas that hold that there's no pidyon haben, or you don't say pidyon haben in the bracha if it's a forceps baby. Because Rav Moshe writes, the lashon pidyon is not a real lashon here. It's just a lashon mushal. It's a borrowed phrase. That's what Rav Moshe writes. So the Ravid's saying the same thing. Kiddush over here, right, in the daytime, the fact that it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, it's just a borrowed lashon. It's not really Kiddush at all. So therefore, there should be no reason that you can't eat on Shabbos day before the, quote, the Kiddush. Because if first everyone wants to eat before, quote, the Kiddush and Shul, he can eat. Right. It has to be after davening, because before davening is a, you know, question about, not eating before davening. But he says here, L'fisha karo kiddusha rabbi yotzalo, v'eino klum, shekvar niskadesh hayom, b'kidisoso, l'yayin kodesh yitum, milu bol l'kadesh l'apas, milu mekadesh,
So
that's what the Ravid says. So it's just borrowed. It's a borrowed phrase because we start the meal at night with Kiddush, Vorvia Gofen. That's Kiddush. Here, we're doing like a similar thing. We're just doing a bar pirakafe. We're not making a real bracha afterwards, so it's not a real kiddush. So he says it's not really kiddush. So that's the Ravid Shita. The Ravid Shita is that you can eat before bar pirakafe. But say you come home from shul and you didn't make kiddush, you want to eat before the meal, you can eat. You don't have to make the bar pirakafe and eat. We assume, like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to eat before the kiddush.
How does the Rambam respond to the Rambam? Does the Rambam hold that it is considered kiddush?
Yeah, the Rambam holds it's like kiddush, so you can't eat before kiddush.
But how does he? What does he do with the fact that you don't say the bracha? You're not ushering in the day, you're not saying the other
brother, you're saying the first one. Okay, so you're not, they made a lower form of Kiddush.
What's
there is a chalois of the suda of the daytime, different than the night. You know, it is a different separation. Kovod Yom, Kovod Laila. So you're ushering in the day part of Shabbos. Maybe that's how some say.
Right,
yeah, that's maybe I heard this from someone say this. This is a separate chalos of Shabbos. Is the night of Shabbos and the day of Shabbos two parts of Shabbos? So even though Kedusha Shabbos came in, it's shver. In other words, the Ravid has a good time, but the Maisa we pass like the Rambam.
Also, what does not eating have to do with ushering in the day, or is that just? Is there a certain reason why they're connected, or just
yeah, because you're ushering in the day, so you have to. That has to be the first thing. So this is the story of Rav Soloveitchik. He was of the opinion that you shouldn't rely on the goyim at night. He says the only reason we can be somech on the goyim, this is what Rav Soloveitchik said, the only reason you can be somech on the goyim in the daytime is because it's sort of like a sveik sveika. That maybe you need pas, and maybe you don't need pas. But even if you say you need pas, maybe. But who says that there's a bechlal iser in the daytime? In other words, you always have the sheet of the Ravid as a sniff lahokel, that you don't need anything. In other words, you don't have to be yotzei kiddush because there's nothing to be yotzei. It's not a din kiddush. So he says the only idea is. So he says that he says on page 24 Shachta Minag Olam Shabiyom HaShabbos Behogar Omim Kiddush Utomim Minei Targim V'yev Zer Rabbein Shanira Sheyisodo B'tzir Fashitus Kein Sveik Sveik Hashem HaLocha Kedas HaGoyin and maybe Hashem HaLocha Karayvet. So therefore, that's why you can get away with having just cake after the meal, after the kiddush, the bar pirakafe, because maybe the halacha is like goyim and wine is good enough. And even if not, maybe the halacha is like the Ravid that there's no issur bichlal. But in Leil Shabbos, lo nogu lahakel kedas goyim. He says the minig is not to be makel like the goyim because there we don't have any sheet that's a Ravid to rely on, because everyone agrees that's kiddush. Rav Abai told me once he thought that no, you could rely on the goyim. But now when I was preparing this packet, I saw for the first time that it's pointed out that the Gina's Varadim. It's already this Svara to rely on the goyim only in the day and not at night is already brought down in the Gina's Varadim on page 14. The Gina's Varadim is Rabbeinu Avram Halevi. From Gedolei Rabbani Eretz Mitzrayim. That's a really a kadmon, Beginas Veradim. That's quoted in Rabbi Kiv Eger, Beginas Veradim. So this is an Alta Sefer, Beginas Veradim. So he says that he writes here, Beginas Veradim. He says four lines from the bottom. He writes, Miu, B'kiddush Hayom, he says, B'kiddush Hayom, in the daytime, the Kiel Tuva, it's very kal, it's very mekeldik, M'kiddush Halayla. Nirisha Ein Lahachmir Bok, Gam Kein Lenisha Kiddush Mokum Sudak. Matzinu Sha'arayvet Mekel Bok. In other words, there's much more room to be mekel. D'ichach Milsa Shnuyah B'machloikas. He says, in the daytime, you have much more coolers, because you even have the... And this is similar to what Shach said from Rav Soloveitchik, that in the daytime, it could be that it's not even called Kiddush. So then anything goes. Yeah. He says, so therefore that's a similar idea, that to be mekel only in the daytime, not at night. There are two sfeikas here, because maybe the halacha is like two sfeikas to allow you to have wine or cake. One is maybe the halacha is not like the Vilna Gaon, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, not like Tosfos who says you have to have bread. Right? Maybe the halacha is wine. And even if the halacha is that no, you need bread, but maybe the halacha is like the Ravid, that for Kiddush Malkum Suda you need bread, but who says this is Kiddush? So therefore you don't need Suda Bechlal. Yeah, and he writes over here. Okay, so that's another idea here. But Rabbi Bari thought you could be mekel even at night, because we don't find the Shulchan Aruch saying this chiluk. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Ravid, so pashtus is the Shulchan Aruch is relying on the Shitas Hagoyim. So if they're relying on the Shitas Hagoyim, even at night the Goyim would say it. Okay, so we'll stop here. To next week we'll continue. Tezvav. Sunday we'll have Shir. We'll continue Shiras for Kabbalah, Bez Hashem. And then we'll take a couple of minute break and we'll have Chumash now.